Good morning, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Let the Bible Speak program. I want to look at Psalm 67 today on the program. We're going to look at the God of all the nations, and we're going to talk in particular about America and how that God has blessed America. He will continue to do so, but we have to live according to His word and will. So I'm glad that you've joined us. Let's look at the God of all the nations and see how we can make some applications for our nation, the United States, today. We always want to bring our message from God's Word. We want to let the Bible speak. And we need to let the Bible speak with regard to our relationship with God. Our nation does not exist just simply on its own, by man's power, by our military power alone, by our economic power alone, by the vast resources, natural resources that we have in this country alone, politics alone. We need God in our nation. And whether we want Him or not, He rules over all the nations. He rules over America, whether we want Him in our life or not. And that's what is taught in Psalm 67, if you'll turn with me there this morning. In Psalm 67, the psalmist encourages the nations to praise God and fear Him, because He rules over all the nations. And this is a short psalm. It's just seven verses. But it can be divided into three main thoughts. First of all, God is the Savior of a nation. Number two, God is the judge of a nation. And number three, God is the one who blesses a nation. And we sing, God Bless America. I'm looking right now at the original handwritten note that Irving Berlin wrote, that great song, God Bless America. He first wrote it as a soldier, an American soldier in World War I. In 1918, he scribbled down some lyrics. Later, about 20 years later, he revised the song, and Kate Smith sang it for the first time on a CBS radio program around 1939. And from there, it became very popular, and we know it today. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. What a great song. Just a very short song, but a great message. And the key in my mind in this song is the statement, through the night with a light from above. God will bless us, but we have to let His light of truth guide us. And of course, that light of truth is found on the pages of Scripture, the Bible, His Word. I would hope that we would not just simply sing that song, but we would mean it, and our leaders, those who are making decisions for this nation, would humble themselves and say, it's not about our might and our power and our money and our politics and our fame and fortune and our riches, but we need God's light to guide us, and we will follow that light wherever it takes us. We need that in our nation today, and leaders of all nations, not just the United States, Canada, Mexico, the UK, France, Germany, wherever, China, Russia, wherever. I wish leaders would follow Psalm 67 and praise God and fear God. This psalm opens with an encouragement to praise God, and it closes with the admonition to fear God, to respect and reverence who He is and His Word in our lives. So let's look at the God of all the nations, and then in particular, I'd like to talk a little bit this morning about God blessing America. Before we look at Psalm 67, I'm mindful of Psalm 33 in verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. This specifically deals with Israel in the time of David the king. But if you back up a few verses, you see that it can be applied to all peoples of all nations. You back up to Psalm 33, just a few verses. Verse 10, Jehovah brings the counsel of the nations to naught. He makes the thoughts of the peoples to be of no effect. The counsel of Jehovah stands fast forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah, the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. We can be blessed, and we are blessed, but we have to have God, not just a God, any God, but Jehovah God, the God of Scripture, the one true God. Not Allah and Vishnu and other kinds of gods that people have in their mind, but the God of Scripture, Jehovah God. And we will be blessed. Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah. And we're going to see this morning that with those blessings come some conditions, some responsibilities, some obedience on our part. And we have to fulfill those things so that we can be blessed. Being blessed by God is not automatic. Being blessed by God is not unconditional. So let's look at Psalm 67. God is the Savior of nations, God is the Judge of nations, and God is the Blesser of nations. Psalm 67, 1, God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause His face to shine upon us, that Thy way may be known upon the earth, Thy salvation among all the nations. Let all the peoples praise Thee, O God, let all the peoples praise Thee. First of all, God's salvation among all the nations. God is a Savior of all nations. He started saving the nation of Israel. He called them out of Egypt, brought them into a land, allowed them to become a great nation. But even doing that, He wanted them to be a light to other people so that other nations could be saved as well. And ultimately, this is fulfilled when the gospel went into all creation, went into all the earth, when Jesus sent His apostles into all creation. And that gospel continues to go today. And so salvation can literally be among all the nations because the gospel can go unto all the nations, and it does. It has, and it does. And Lord willing, it will continue. There are people who will take the word of God and go to other countries and preach and teach. But God wants to save all nations, save them from sin. That is the most important kind of salvation that we need. Not economics, not climate, not the economy, not other kinds of help, but the greatest salvation we need is salvation from sin when we obey the gospel. When we repent of our sins, we confess that Jesus is the Christ, we're baptized for the remission of our sins. Leaders of nations need to do that. Citizens of nations need to do that. God wants to save thy salvation among all the nations. We're going to see three things that God does with nations: saves them, judges them, and blesses them. We need to encourage salvation in the United States. You don't hear about that. When you hear about things of a national level, it tends to be things like economics and gas prices and whether or not we have enough food to feed Americans and our self-defense, our defense ministry, our defense allocation. Are we able to defend ourselves with military might? Every once in a while, you'll hear about FEMA and things that are being done after a hurricane or a tornado or a wildfire or a flooding. You'll hear about these things, and all of these are good things. You'll hear about these things with regard to the nation as a whole. Are we being protected with our military? How's our economy doing? Is it going to crash or not? Those kinds of things. When was the last time you heard a national story that dealt with salvation from sin? You just don't hear that. Many people don't care about that. But God wants to be a savior of the nations. We need to let him do that. But also, God is a judge of the nations. Verse 4, "Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou wilt judge the peoples with equity and govern the nations upon the earth." Notice he says it's a joyful thing. You would think that that would be a negative thing. But God is going to judge all people fairly. And in Acts 17, 30 and 31, he's going to judge all mankind with his son Jesus Christ in the second coming. And so Paul says there in Athens that all men everywhere, God commands all men everywhere that they should repent, inasmuch as he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. God is a judge of all the nations. He even does that now. He can bring nations up or down now. We see that in the Old Testament with nations like Assyria and Babylon and Persia, and then in the New Testament with Rome, and he still does that today. But ultimately, there will be a judgment day of all the world. All people, all nations will stand before Christ, the judge, in the judgment day. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 25, he spoke of this very matter. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 31, "But when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the angels with him, then shall he sit on the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations." There's going to be a separation between the righteous and the unrighteous. All the nations. Think of any world leaders that you can think of. They're going to be there. Think of any countries or nations that you can think of, past, present, or future. They're all going to be there. That's a lot of people. "For thou wilt judge the nations." So he's going to save the nations by giving them a message. You have to obey that message. He's going to judge the nations, and he's going to use his word in order to do that as well. And it will be fair and just. It will be with justice and equity. And we've got to be ready for that day. And number three, God wants to bless nations. Verse 5, "Let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. The earth hath yielded its increase. God, even our own God, will bless us." God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Blessing is tied, for example, with the earth yielding its increase. We're talking about God blessing a nation with physical things. He can bless them with a ground that produces. He can bless them with a strong economy. He can bless them with good leaders and with other physical kinds of things as well. And of course, he can bless us spiritually when we obey the gospel and follow his word. But God wants to bless a nation. And that's why we sing God Bless America. We say it, we sing it in the song, but it's tied in with these other two things. We have to want God's salvation. We have to be ready for God's judgment. And so God has blessed America. He's blessed us with over 200 years of freedom. He's blessed us with a fertile land. He has blessed us with a strong financial base and a strong economy. People still all over the world look to America for many kinds of things: scientific advancements, educational advancements, military might, our economy. The American dollar has been the world currency for years. They say that it is struggling now, and we need to fix some things in our country economically. But the dollar has been the staple of world currency for years. America is supposed to be a shining light with all that it has been given. And it reminds me of a statement back in Deuteronomy chapter 4, where Moses is talking to the Israelites. They've come out of Egypt, and now they're about to go into their own promised land, where the nation would develop even more. And there's a reminder here in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 7, "What great nation is there that has a God so near unto them as Jehovah our God is whensoever we call upon him?" This was the nation of Israel, but it would be true to us today. We can be a great nation, and we can have God to call upon. Verse 8, "And what great nation is there that hath statutes and ordinances so righteous as all this law which I have set before you this day?" The law of Moses was a standard for all of the world. In fact, even today, various laws that we have in our country and even other countries around the world are based upon laws that come straight out of the law of Moses. The idea of crime and punishment, the idea of fairness, the idea of eyewitnesses. It's very, very much a part of the law of Moses. And it's built into our laws today. Moses is basically saying, don't forget who you are and what you have with this God of yours. Of course, later in life, many of them forgot him. And so we have great blessings from God. I want to talk a little bit about now, having looked at Psalm 67, God wants to save the nations, God will judge the nations, and God wants to bless the nations. But we need to fear him. We need to fear and respect God. It closes with, "And all the ends of the earth shall fear him." It's based upon fear. We want the blessings, but it's based upon fear, respect, and reverence toward the Almighty God. Then we will get the blessings. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. It goes hand in hand. But I want to talk a little bit about God blessing America before we close. We need to get serious, friends, in our nation about fearing and respecting God. And one thing that we can do is when we vote, put people in locally, city government, state government, and federal or national government, try to put in as much as we can people who are God-fearing people. If we continue to put in people who are ungodly, atheist, ungodly. They're secular, they're materialistic, or even they are religious, but they are a religion that is not the one true God. We're going to slowly see, as I believe we already are seeing, God no longer blessing us, but judging us. And so we need to take it very seriously. Let's not take for granted this great nation that we've had in the past. But I see signs where we're slipping away from belief in God. God rules over all the nations. Daniel chapter 4, verse 25. He rules over all. And whether we want him in our life or not, he's going to rule over the United States. And number one, like I said, we need to be putting into office those who are God-fearing individuals. And number two, we need to be praying for our leaders. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings and all that are in high place, that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and gravity or seriousness. Godliness. We need leaders who will lead us in a quiet life with all godliness. Well, they have to be wanting godliness themselves. And so let's pray for our president. Let's pray for our vice president. Let's pray for the Senate. Let's pray for the House of Representatives. Let's pray for the Supreme Court, the three branches of our government. Pray for our local leaders and our state leaders. Put people into office who will be godly, and then pray for them. Those are two things that we can do. And the third thing that we can do is we can be a godly Christian ourselves. We don't need in this nation more people of a particular political party. What we really need in this nation is more people who are New Testament Christians. And so, where does America stand on this matter? Unfortunately, friends, to be honest and to be truthful, I see that we are slipping away from God blessing America to God openly judging America. When crime continues to rise, when violence continues to rise, when murder continues to rise, and we even see now in some cities where the DAs are supposed to be carrying out the law and punishing criminals, even DAs in some cities are not punishing the criminals, we're not going to continue to be blessed. When unauthorized religion and non-biblical religion continues to increase, we're not going to be blessed. When sexual immorality continues to increase, we're not going to be blessed. When materialism continues to increase, when divorce continues to increase, we're not going to be blessed. We're not going to be blessed when we're not doing God's will. And when we say that a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man, contrary to biblical truth, and even contrary to biology and science, we're not going to be blessed. It's just not going to happen. When we stop fearing God and we live like we are God and we make laws like we are God, we're not going to be blessed. And this country of ours is getting, by the way, things that happen today in our nation just simply revolve back around again. What's happened before happens again. There's nothing new under the sun, Solomon says in the book of Ecclesiastes. There are things that are being done just like the nation of Judah in the Old Testament had fallen away from God. They were doing their own thing. They were following false gods and idols. they were getting to the point where they weren't even ashamed anymore of what they were doing. In Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 3, "Yet thou hast a harlot's forehead, you refuse to be ashamed," Jeremiah 3:3. "And they could not blush," Jeremiah 6:15 and Jeremiah 8:12. Things had gotten so bad that they weren't even blushing anymore. It didn't even hurt their conscience anymore. They weren't embarrassed anymore about what they were doing. And some of it was very grave sin. Some of them, they were taking their children and sacrificing them to the false god Molech, burning them up as a sacrifice to a god that doesn't even exist. And we have abortion, where we kill the unborn child. We have abortion. We have pornography. We have high rates of divorce. We have all kinds of crime. Drugs are coming back around. The popularity of drugs, and it's being promoted. Alcohol and gambling and prostitution. And our educational system, a lot of it, not all of it, there's pockets throughout the land that are being careful in what they teach and actually focusing on good education and not ideology. But in many places, the educational system has gone by the wayside. It's no longer teaching core subjects like math and English and science and social studies and geography. Now it's teachers pushing ideologies, their own personal agendas and ideologies. This cannot go on forever without some sort of judgment. We're going down the same road that Rome did, and God brought it down. The book of Revelation talks about how that God brings down or brought down the whole nation of Rome because of its ungodliness. So all of these things are on the rise, and in many cases, Americans don't even blush anymore. They don't care. We have, friends, printed on our money, "In God we trust." It's more like "In the U.S. we trust." Let's just get back to what our currency says. "In God we trust." We're not going to trust in man. We're not going to trust in money. We're not going to trust in power. Jeremiah 9:23. We're going to trust in God. Let us not be proud. So many nations were destroyed in the Old Testament through pride. Assyria, Babylon, Tyre, Philistia, other places. And God brought them down through pride. Let's not have pride. Friends, let us believe in a God who saves, a God who judges, and a God who blesses. And may these words, "In God we trust," never become empty lips, empty words on the lips of U.S. politicians or U.S. citizens. But Proverbs 14:34, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Let us remember that. Thank you for being with us on the program, and I hope that you'll have a good day.